ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the pandemic is making getting to Scotland for the UN climate change talks, or COP26, quite difficult. The negotiations in Glasgow are said to be the most important since the 2015 Paris Agreement, but the shutdown of international borders will make it difficult for Pacific governments and climate activists to attend in person. One person who fears the Pacific will not be properly represented is Tuvalu's longtime climate ambassador, Dr. Ian Fry, and he joins the program now. Good morning, Dr. Ian Fry, and thank you so much for your time.
Good morning.
Now, why are you worried that the Pacific won't be properly represented at the talks? What might that mean?
Well, the difficulty is transport. The UK government have said that they're going to give vaccines to all people who are attending. But getting there and getting back is going to be the real problem. The availability of flights is a concern because there are fewer flights. And, of course, countries like Tuvalu and Tonga and others have to fly through Fiji. And because of the COVID outbreak there, that's going to make it more difficult. And, of course, there's no guarantee that we'll be able to get back. And whether there'll be quarantine provisions as well, requirements at various stop-off points. We're already going to be at the meeting for at least 3 weeks because we have a week of preparatory meetings and then we have 2 weeks of the COP. So does that mean we're going to have another extra 2 weeks at least in quarantine somewhere before we get back home? And that's a real worry.
And, you know, there are some talks that the negotiations could be conducted virtually, but will that be to the disadvantage of the Pacific? Is there something to be said about being in person and being able to have those face-to-face talks, especially when talking about climate change?
Oh, definitely. You can't substitute the sort of process of having informal consultations with other delegates. You just can't do that online. We've recently just had the subsidiary bodies of the climate change meeting online. And while we had useful dialogues online, you just can't have that sort of one-on-one private conversation with delegates to sort of really work out their position and understand it and have that sort of discussion. That just can't work. Other treaties are holding their conferences online. Some of the chemical conventions are doing that. But the issues are probably not as controversial or complex as the climate change meeting.
And what will it mean for the talks if there is not that strong United Pacific voice on the ground, being able to have those on-the-side negotiations, have those, you know, informal chats? Without that sort of presence on the ground, what might this mean?
Well, this will be a huge hole in the process because, the Pacific is the most vulnerable region in the world to the impacts of climate change. So not having that representation means that we're not properly represented, the most vulnerable are not properly represented. And then it becomes just a sort of industrialized countries meeting. And it really sounds like that's the way it's heading. You know, Boris Johnson has, called leaders from various countries to come together in Glasgow, but he doesn't understand the importance of having representation, particularly from Pacific Island countries.
You're listening to Tuvalu's longtime climate ambassador, Dr. Ian Fry, and we're chatting about the difficulties of potentially getting to COP26 and Glasgow and what that might mean for the Pacific and their representation at this incredibly important talk. Now, how important, Dr. Ian Fry, are this year's talks and what result are you and Tuvalu looking for in terms of what's going to come out of COP26?
Well, it's quite a critical sort of time because we've got to finalise some of the rules for the implementation of the Paris Agreement. One of those relates to the carbon markets, and I've been actively involved with the least developed countries in the negotiations on that issue. And it's important we get that right because if we don't get the carbon market right, then we're not going to, really achieve real outcomes as far as reducing emissions are concerned. There's also important talks about climate change finance. It's clear that the promises that were made, back in the Copenhagen COP have not been met by the developed world. And so there is a critically important discussions about ramping up finance. And of course, countries are going to come there and pledge new commitments to reduce their emissions. And so there are some very critical elements of the whole climate change regime that we need to discuss.
And of course, you did mention that the UK government is, you know, potentially happy to vaccinate people who do arrive, and the UK government is organising these negotiations. But what more assistance could they potentially provide to get Pacific representatives to Glasgow, as it is so important to the, you know, conversation to have those Pacific representatives there at the talks?
We need a guarantee that there'll be travel arrangements, and without the sort of liability. You know, I've been in discussions with the Secretary of the Pacific Regional Environment Program, and they're quite concerned that if they sponsor people, you know, there's a liability factor for them, you know, if somebody catches COVID. And so the UK government has to give a guarantee that there'll be you know, transport available, and there will be minimal, requirements and a guarantee that we'll be getting back on time. And that's the difficulty we have.
And finally, Dr. Ian Fry, I do want to ask, what are your plans at this stage? Are you planning on attending the COP26 in Glasgow?
Well, to be honest, I really don't know. I'd certainly, you know, want to go there because I've been, you know, actively involved in this carbon markets discussion, but I can't see that there's a guarantee that, that we'll be able to get there and get back without any hassles.
Well, it'll be definitely something to see if the UK government does give those assurances. But Dr. Ian Fry, thank you so much for joining me this morning and chatting about this incredibly important issue.
Thank you.
That was Tuvalu's longtime climate ambassador, Dr. Ian Fry, speaking to me there.